It is 68 degrees and sunny in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. It's National Library Week, and Tennessee libraries are grappling with which books are appropriate for their youngest readers. Rutherford County is at the heart of this controversy. Its school board is being sued by the American Civil Liberties Union over the removal last month of books touching on sexuality and race. And most recently, the county received national attention after firing its public library director after she refused to relocate books relating to LGBTQ from the children's section to the adult section. Christina Suntorvat says this type of censorship dampens kids' desire to read.
Because a lot of the books that are getting pulled, you know, these are high interest titles for students. They're very engaging, and the kids are just not going to be satisfied reading those same old classics that some people think they should read, and that it's negatively affecting their literacy and their reading skills.
On our midday show, This is Nashville, Suntorvat also said that pulling books from shelves makes authors second guess what they'll write because of a fear that libraries won't purchase their work. A Nashville man has been charged with sexual exploitation of a minor over the course of 6 months. Metro Police say Jerry DeBose used Grok AI to generate sexual images of infant-aged girls. That's an AI tool owned by Elon Musk's company, XAI. DeBose, who used the name Jerry Dub, was arrested after officers searched his home and found more than 40 pieces of child sex abuse material on his online account. DeBose is in jail on a $25,000 bond. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.